bass guitar.
Drop the mic, drop the mic. Prince, I couldn't let this go on any longer, and I'm texting while I'm talking right now to one of my great friends who's a huge, huge Prince fan. And he, and the funny thing about it, we got into an argument. Argument about who's better, Prince or Michael Jackson. I chose Michael, he chose Prince. And it went back and forth. It was just much fun. Oh boy, I'm sending him a text right now. Will Hidalgo, my great friend out there in the Inland Empire in Southern California. I hope you guys are doing okay out there. I know there's some major, major flooding. The tropical weather hurricane.
Hillary.
Hillary. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh guys, think about something else. Never mind. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
You have no idea.
Man, keep going, man.
Professor, Professor. Professor. He's laughing. And see, he went somewhere that I wasn't even going. I could tell.
Okay. All right.
Hey, are you okay now?
I'm all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot more going on this show right here, the music. Okay. Okay. You get it all.
All right.
Okay. We start off with Quiet Storm, Smokey Robinson, then Billie Jean. I love that song too. Okay. Michael Jackson, then Prince, Dance On.
Okay.
And I'm going somewhere with this, Professor. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get a grip on yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
You've been with me how long now?
Four years.
4 years plus.
Gosh, four years plus.
Okay. And you're surprised about anything that I say?
I shouldn't be.
No, you shouldn't be. Anyway, that, so mm-hmm. I stopped it for a reason because I don't know whether you had these. I want to hear a little bit more Prince, and I know the audience does as well. And I just want to ask you a question here. I'll make sure that that wasn't on there. I'd like to give him a further tribute, and then let's talk about him a little bit. Unless you want to talk about him now, and I've got a couple of songs I want to interject into this massive list that you sent me.
The only thing I want to say is the reason why Dance On was selected. There is a lyric on there where he says, Detroit, what's happening?
Mm.
Why? And what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
After Purple Rain,
ooh,
when you go into Around the World in a Day and Parade, there was a sense in the black community that he strayed away from the African American audience and that he was alienating black radio and black music. He did not believe that, but because of Purple Rain, the overwhelming influence in his music were Wendy and Lisa, and they introduced him to psychedelia. They introduced him to European colors and chord progressions and such, which is what Parade is very much about. So it's interesting that when you go into Sign of the Times, you find that the band is majority black. He told Michael Dean, the drummer, the New Power Generation, which happened much later. He told him, he said, the reason why, and he said this in so many words, but the reason why I went black abruptly as I did was because the NAACP was mentioning me, talking about I don't have enough blacks in my band and in my organization.
Okay. All right.
So this is the point about that lyric, Detroit, what's happening? Detroit black music stations stopped playing him.
Oh.
They stopped playing him for a couple of years, for about 3 years, starting in 1985. Dance On, being a part of Love Sexy, released in 1988,
uh-huh.
3 years after,
uh-huh.
he gives a message to Detroit radio programmers and black stations. Detroit, what's happening?
Okay, yeah. Got it. Uh-huh. So this is what we're going to do. And the last thing, what happened in 1998?
I don't know.
What no, you just said it.
No, 88. That was 88.
88. Okay, but this is what we're going to do right now. Oh, nope, that's not what I want. Okay. That's not what I want.
Well, who was that?
Okay, never mind what that was right here. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
No. Okay. All right, let's do this one. Okay.
Okay.
Purple rain, purple rain.
I love this jam. This is Monday Night Madness. Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. The finest in broadcasting. Anywhere around the globe. Wow, Purple Rain. What a song, what a song, what a song. Professor, I just received one of the most interesting texts that I've ever heard from our audience. And this is from my great friend. When I say friend, Will Hidalgo. Just a great, great guy. I work with him, still work with him, right? But you're one of a kind, Will. Great, great man. Love you, love you, partner. Yeah, he asked a question because he, like I said, him and I used to get into these battles about who is the greatest artist, who's the greatest entertainer, whoever it is. And I had Michael, he had Prince, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can appreciate, and I'll tell you what I appreciated, because after, and I hate to admit this on air, Will. No, I'm not saying who's better right now, but what, but what happened right was I grew a great, I like Prince, right? Prince was extremely deep in his music, in his lyrics. And you remember when he changed his name to The Sign?
Yes.
Yes. Also, let's get back to the song. Oh, right, I'm going to read the question here. Will wants me to ask you, what Prince meant by Purple Rain. I'll tell you, he's a huge Prince fan. When there's blood in the sky, red and blue equal purple. Purple rain pertains to the end of the world and being with the one you love and letting your faith, God, guide you through the purple rain. Prince said that, that's the meaning of that song. And he wanted you to respond to that.
I think there's nothing to respond.
Whoa.
I remember when he said that, and I mean,
whoa.
It's what's your friend's name?
Will.
Will.
Hidalgo.
Will. Okay. Will is absolutely correct. And, the man himself, you know, that was his concept. It's right on. It comes through the music. All of that comes through. The music, it's a very, very spiritual song. What does it for me more than anything else is the string section at the end.
The string guitar quartet. Throughout was absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of gave you like that Jimi Hendrix feeling almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it was brilliant. Oh, I think we talked about this a little bit and refresh my memory. He was influenced by Jimi Hendrix, wasn't he? Or was he?
No, he was, but he was also heavily influenced by Santana.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yes. So,
Santana was played a lot on black radio too.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
And then those Minneapolis fellas, look, the black radio station in the 70s back then signed off at 8 o'clock. Okay. You know, those were those times of AM radio and not enough wattage and everything. There were a lot of markets that did that. Okay. Mm. And which is why Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, they will tell you they listened to a lot of white album oriented rock. But why I'm bringing that up is you take what they were listening to, both the white and the black, those influences, you put them together, which is why the Minneapolis sound sounds the way it does.
Mm.
Even through the production of Jam and Lewis. So.
Mm. Amazing. You know what, Professor? You just gave me an idea here. Okay, just gave me an idea. I want to do this one right here.
Mm-hmm. And And that's a good song. That's a good song.
Great.
Too. Yeah. I dig it.
Monday Night Madness, ladies and gentlemen. The baddest on the planet. That's the buzz, baby. Maria
Santana,
the Santana
GMB product, Ghetto Blues from the Red
Bull. Come on, man. Yeah.
Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story.
Santana featuring
growing
the product GMB.
She living the life just like a movie star.
Mm.
She remind me of a West Side Story.
played by Carlos Santana. I said, I love the fella, Uncle Lotus. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Me contares de
Anza,
me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Oh, then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise.
Ahora vengo, mama chula, mama chula. Ahora vengo, mama chula.
Southside.
Ahora vengo, mama chula, mama chula. Ahora vengo, mama chula.
Worldwide.
Ahora vengo, mama chula, mama chula.
Maria, you know you're my lover. When the wind blows, I can feel you through the weather. And even when we are apart, I still feel like we're together. My angel, yeah. She reminds me of a West Side Story.
Somebody, this Buzz thing, this Studio W Buzz thing, it's the baddest on the planet. Oh yeah, that's my hashtag. Oh my good, hashtag me, baddest on the planet. I will pop up, I promise you that. Oh my goodness, Professor, I know we look. I know you had a list of songs, and then you mentioned Santana, so you forced me into that.
Oh, I forced you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Twisted my arm and everything. Monday Night Madness, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I've got my great friend out there, and I just met this lady a couple of months ago. It hasn't been 2 months, Jackie. She's hanging out in San Antonio. However, she's all over the place, right? I have no idea. I met her in RVA. And then from RVA, she was going somewhere else, then somewhere else, and somewhere else. I think she just has a house there. And so when she wants to, you know, relax, she might go home.
I mean,
I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hey, thank you so much. Kim Rogers is always there. 7-Up. Wow. She listens to everything.
All right.
All of our programs. And I tell you what. And one of my best critics.
Okay.
One of my best critics. Yeah. And if things aren't right, she said, hey, you got a microphone on.
All right.
Or the program stopped or something. Look, and I love that.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
All right.
Do you think I'm stupid or something? I'm stupid. No. Okay, far from it. But the thing about Carolyn Brown, my sister-in-law, Clayton, Will the dog? Hey, Will, my buddy. If you still up, well, you should be up. You're in Southern California. Now, this is the amazing thing about this network. Not only do we circle the globe, and well, we across the nation here. Oh, great fans out there in Mobile, Alabama. Now, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, Biloxi, Mississippi. Different parts of Texas I've never heard of before, you know. As a matter of fact, Mississippi has some strange towns too. All right, they got one that's called. Have you ever heard of this, Boogie Bottom, Mississippi?
Actually, I have. I have heard
have
of
you?
Boogie Bottom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Why Not?
Oh yeah, from here.
David Ruffin.
Yes.
And my buddy Amel Cole. I think Mel, if you're listening, did you grow up in Mel? I love Mel because Mel has sent me some artists himself, like Vel Omar he introduced me to Vail Omar. Mm-hmm. And since we're celebrating Black Radio, I must play something by Vail Omar. He is Mad Mike's replacement every fourth Thursday of the month.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what a great art. You can close your eyes. You think you listen to Sam Cooke. And I'm not exaggerating.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. We've got people like Miss Connie Moe. Wow, that's a whole different. Oh my God, that's it. This, guess what? She will be on this coming Wednesday on our Cultural Excellence Show, and I can't tell you how proud I am of that. That because we highlight our accomplishments, not only the ones that you see on the headlines every day, but those entrepreneurs. Those Black entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Now, it's all cultural. It could be a Mexican. It could be anyone. But you know what I'm getting at. We want to showcase us because a lot of times we don't get exposed. However, the word that I'm looking at, we don't get exposed, yet we are appropriated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Theft, folks. Now, okay, let me just back down a little bit. Let's tell you what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, Professor.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we come up, we create something really, really great.
Yes.
And it's stolen from us.
Right. Yes.
So, guess what? So, we want to showcase you. So, if you are an artist, a business person, an entertainer, an educator, a writer, a producer, promoter, contact me, all right? I'm going to give you my direct number right now. 909-910-0265. That's 909-910-0265. Call me, send me a text, let me know who you are, then we'll take it from there. How about that? That makes it really, really, really simple, all right? All right. Now, what we gonna do right now? I've got my boy Will. He's still there. Yeah, Will, you definitely should be up. You're on the West Coast, and let's see. Right now on the East, we are. Let's see. It's 9:40? 9:40 p.m. 9:41, something like that. Okay. I asked Will. I said, "We jam you up." He said, "Yep." Okay, Will. Will and I, hey man, we were also road dogs. Man, we would take off and. From Southern California and go up to Vegas and hang out for a weekend and just have a great time. And he was one of the original people that helped me in my organization of getting this program on the air. I mean, I'm talking about in early 2014. My brother was right there. And he gave me the idea, and I have to give you props right now. The word buzz came from Will Hidalgo.
Really?
I had named the studio W. And so there's some certain things. If you go to the website, you can go to studiow.buzz. And he educated me on that. Hey, William, if you want to go international, use .buzz, B-U-Z-Z. If you notice, it's not .com,
mm-hmm.
but buzz, it has to do with the entertainment and music and things of that nature. So if you notice, like, and even in my in my email, it's William at Studio W buzz.com. Okay, think about government. It's .gov.
Right.
Okay. You think about everything. I didn't know that it was categorized like that. Whatever comes before .com, .buzz, .gov, whatever it is, it's categorized in a purpose.
Okay.
It's like a file. Okay? Government is different. Personal mm-hmm. is different. Certain businesses are different.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. Thanks, Will. But anyway, we're going to get back to this. This is Monday Night Madness. Thank you guys so much for listening in. And we're going to highlight this gentleman. Not only was he played on Black radio tons and tons of times all over the country. However, he owned his own black radio station.
More than one.
Two.
Yes.
And at one time, he also had two jets, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Come on.
Oh. All right. All right.
This is my jam, man.
Ain't too hip.
Ain't too hip.
But the new breed.
I tried to tell you.
Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new.
Oh, Happy day.